This production is affiliated with SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Did you say to say hi first?
Yes. Do you have to repeat what I said before you hit record?
Hi first.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Dee. Sorry.
Welcome, everybody, to Catholic Vitamins G. Vitamin.
Catholic Vitamin G.
Well, I said vitamins.
Oh, Catholic Laura. Vitamin, okay.
G, for generations.
No one got that. I didn't think anybody would get that one.
Yeah, those long ones are hard.
You have to take good Catholic vitamins for generations to build up your faith. How's that?
I like that.
That's not bad, huh?
Anyhow, we have a very special guest.
We
very
do.
Very honored to have Patrick Madrid.
Oh, my goodness.
How did
really?
He get such a high hitter here?
I don't know. He was, we met him. You remember we met him in San Antonio?
We did.
And actually spent time with him.
Well, you actually talked with him at other times, haven't you? Did you at a conference?
I may have. At any rate, in San Antonio, we got to sit at a table and talk some. And I knew that he was an author and a speaker back then. He was good. He was very good to talk with, very down to earth, and so I made outreach, reminded him that we had met him, and asked if he could come on Catholic Vitamins. He said, "I would love to, but here's my problem." He's pulled 19 ways to Sunday.
No, he had a little trouble.
We had trouble
getting him to have like 15 minutes of his time.
Well, actually, we were scheduled for 30, and then when the anointed time. Came.
He said it wasn't going to be that long.
Yeah, he said he had had a tech problem with his website, had to do some work with a tech person, and so we only got a mini interview. But I was very grateful for that, and we'll get into that.
Take what we can get from somebody as well known as him.
Right.
We're up to show 1. Oh, yeah. We're up to show 207.
Really? Well, we're very happy to continue with Catholic Vitamins. We are looking into the future. We've got some great ideas for things to do on the show. But Dee,
what?
To start our vitamin P prattle settle section, can you think of two things that are different here today? There's a long pause and people don't know what that means. Can you think of two things that are different?
When you put me on the spot like that, no, I can never come up with an answer right away.
Well, the first is that the heater is on in the podcast studio.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I actually had it on over in my room, too.
Listen to that. In my room, too.
In my office.
All right. Oh, gosh. The executive assistant's office. And the second difference, Dee?
What?
You've just been checked out of the hospital.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you have been.
We were a couple hours ago ready to get started working on the podcast. And what did I do? All of a sudden, I walked into the podcast studio and I said, "Tom, I've got a problem. I've got a vision. Something's wrong with my vision." Anyhow, I was sitting at my computer working, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, everything was like wavy that I was looking at on the screen.
Out one eye.
And I'd look out like to the corner of my left eye, and all I could see was the only way I could describe it is, when you're looking at a very smooth pool of water,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, somebody throws something in it and it starts to ripple.
Right.
Well, that's what I was seeing. Mm. This kind of wavy, trickle-y thing. Anyhow, it scared me.
Yeah, and then you came in here.
It wasn't going away, and I didn't know why it was doing that. And so I came over to tell you, and you immediately says, "Okay, we're going to take a Band-Aid outside, and then we're going to the ER."
Yeah. So we went to the emergency room, and when you present with symptoms that sound like it could be serious, a stroke. They got you in, what, within 15 minutes?
Right.
And
but by the time I got to the ER, I wasn't seeing that anymore.
Well, here's my take. You were having trouble with your vision until that good-looking ER doctor came in. Oh, doc, there's nothing wrong with me now. So
Sure are making those doctors younger and younger all the time.
I know. Gosh. They did do a CAT scan. Mm-hmm. And
oh, yeah. And you had the joke about that.
All I said was that they didn't see anything up there.
Did you?
We did pray on the way over to the hospital, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
That's like immediately what so, we think of doing.
Thanks be to God, there isn't, to our knowledge, anything serious
no,
in that.
They sort of think it just could be a vision-related thing where it, what did the doctor mention first? He says it
could
sort
be
of sounds like a detached retina.
Yeah, right.
Or something like that. So I need to go see an ophthalmologist.
Yeah, I think we'll go to a local optometric place and have them just take a look inside. We can do that not far from here. All right, that's enough about health. Thanks be to God. We think you're okay and we're ready to move on. What else do we have for prattle? Because we're a little long even now.
Well, gee, you're always complaining about us being long on prattle. People love it. They'd probably like us. We do just prattle the whole show.
No, they wouldn't. No, they'd never come back. They'd never come back. What else do you have?
Well, you won't even want me to bring this up then, but I was just going to say, besides the ER visit today.
Yes.
Last Wednesday, I did one of those klutzy fall things while I was out with my walking group, and I'm now sporting two bandaged knees.
Oh.
And I tore my pants, and it was a mess. Mm. But I was okay. No,
like mother, like daughter. We had daughter Mary. Here's a sidebar. We had a daughter Mary. We have a daughter Mary, who is now older. But at one time, she had two trash bags. And I'm not talking 7-gallon trash bags. She had big trash bags of casts and splints.
Ace bandages, splints, just you name it, whatever.
She used to play basketball. She played a lot of things.
She was a tomboy.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she was that, but she was really pretty aggressive.
Just accident prone is what she was.
Fell out of trees. All right, what else do we have?
Well, I was going to mention that, you know, we talked last time about our son being here visiting, and after he and his girlfriend left here, they went up to Montana to visit mm-hmm. her family, and he texted us after he was up there
right.
from some hours, and he texted us and said, Helena, Montana is gorgeous. Mm. He said we would really like it.
Well, we loved Estes Park, which was up at 7,000 feet, surrounded by 14,000 foot elevation peaks. So I think he made it sound as if it's reminiscent of that. So maybe we'll have to take a trip up there sometime. What do you think?
That would be nice because I've not been to Montana that I can remember.
Yeah. By way of ending prattle for this segment, I want to say that the voting is now closed for the podcast awards. We don't know anything and probably won't hear anything for a while, but I want to say thank you
to everyone who may have voted for us.
Yes, especially as I've joked about before.
I got a cough.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me.
All right. And especially those folks in Chicago who really tried to help us out a lot.
Stop.
Thank you, everyone. And one of the songs that has been sung or played for generations is a tribute to our Lord God in the Eucharist and when he's exposed in the monstrance. Here's our friend Bob Rice from Franciscan University with Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy, Holy, Holy. Holy,
we were listening to that music by Bob Rice from his album, You Came to Me. I was telling you, Dee, how many times at Franciscan University I have heard that song, or we have sung that song as we're in adoration. Perhaps the priest or deacon is processing with a monstrance. There's a spotlight on the center of the monstrance and incense. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. And this has been done for generations and generations.
When my experience with something like that was when we went to the Steubenville of the Rockies youth conference up in Denver.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they did that there. Oh, it was beautiful that night, I remember. All the lights were dim, really low, and this light was shining on the monstrance. It was just really moving.
Mm-hmm. All right, dear, time to move on Catholic Vitamins. What do we have next?
Should we make the drawing? Do the drawing for Chris Faddis' book?
All right. I can't stop talking about the book. It Is Well, Life in the Storm by Chris Faddis. It's the love story of Chris and Angela Faddis and the story of their marriage, their family, very strong Catholic faith practice, and then Angela's illness, which eventually led, about a year and a quarter later, led to her death. We've had a number of entries, people that would like the book.
You want to draw?
I do. Okay. All right.
Okay.
And the winner is Allison Kenyon from Washington.
Congratulations, Allison.
We were so glad to be able to send that to you, and we'll get that out soon. That's a gift from Chris Faddis and his publisher. Dear.
Yes.
What do you think? Should we take a break?
How about if I do one little piece of feedback here?
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
We heard from Gabriella. We haven't heard from her in a long time.
She's down in Texas.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for these great 4 years of service to the body of Christ through your wonderful podcast. May the Lord bless you 100-fold for all of the time you have put in this ministry. Blessings from Corpus Christi.
Thank you, Gabriella. That's very beautiful. And we will be back.
Found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I tried to commit suicide.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too.
Once again, we thank Bob Rice for sharing a little bit of music with us. And we also thank the people at Catholics Come Home and Virtue Media for their Silent No More commercial, helping women who are post-abortive to begin to find recovery, forgiveness, and recovery. Dear, we're about ready to bring up Justin Stroh, but I think you've got a little bit to read there.
I got a note here we got from Deacon Joe, our friend Deacon Joe out in California.
Okay.
Dear Deacon Tom and Dee, thank you so much for the Mystic Monk gift card. I was very much surprised when I received it in the mail because I had not yet listened to the show in which I won the prize. It was a nice surprise. Thank you for answering the call to the new media. God has certainly blessed your new ministry, which has produced so much good fruit and led you to so many special people. Justin Stroh, Deacon Fergal, Marianne, and others. 200 plus and going strong. Blessings, Deacon Joe.
Oh, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
Very nice note.
Yeah, it is. And That was one of the, he was one of the winners of the fourth.
One of the anniversary prizes.
Yeah, fourth anniversary.
We gave prizes. Away two Mystic Monk
right.
gift cards. He got one of them.
Good. Well, he, as we said before, he commutes a long distance, something like 4 hours every day. Holy Moses. All right. Do we have anything else, Dee?
No, well, you said you were going to bring Justin in?
Yes.
We want to wish his wife a happy birthday. Lynette has a birthday today.
Lynette Hansel Stroh, still looking like she's in her 20s. I don't know how that worked out with her.
She does look very young.
She does. Blessings and happy birthday, Lynette. And here is our good friend and correspondent, Justin Stroh.
Dugan Ultim.
Justin Stroh, and welcome to this new evangelization. At the beginning of the Year of Faith, Pope Benedict XVI said that marriage is at the center of the new evangelization. And he's talking about holy matrimony, that sacrament which is from the beginning, the primordial sacrament, as Blessed John Paul II calls it. That God who brought together Adam and Eve in one flesh union at the beginning really has created a pathway for all generations to be shown his goodness. Adam and Eve rejected that plan in the fall. Yet the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary, re-present the plan. They say yes to God the Father, in whom all generations will now call her blessed. Why? Because she is the mother of all those living in Christ. And through holy matrimony, the couple is called by Mary, for she is the one who called and asked Jesus to give the new couple wine at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. And in this way, the couple had to die to themselves. They had to die to their production of the wine, which ran out, and live for the wine that comes from Jesus Christ. They die to themselves and rise as one, two, becoming one. The one flesh union is a sign of that which is of the Spirit. We are called into the one union with God. And in this way, we proclaim Jesus Christ, who is eternal and infinite. Now, we're eternal as well. We have a beginning, but we'll have no end. So we will live in heaven forever. That's our goal, right? Not the other place. And if it's purgatory, by the way, it's just a part-time job. And it's a one-way street to heaven, so don't worry about going to hell from purgatory. That's a false idea. But in our marriages, we want to realize the purgative moments and in this way die to ourselves. See, marriages that do this evangelize, because the world, the flesh, and the devil would have it lots of other ways that satisfy the senses and satisfies them temporarily. And that temporary moment is fading. And so they will look toward eternal moments. They want to see moments that last on to forever. And that's what they look to the married couple for. And so the married couple needs some training to be able to present the beauty of this. And in this way, go out and to proclaim the gospel in the workplace, in the neighborhood, with the neighbors, with their friends.
Proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.
Thank you for tuning into this new evangelization. In the upcoming weeks, I will be releasing a brand new piece of music that I've written called Lend Us Your Heart, inspired by the motto of the new bishop-elect Andrew Cousins here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. The song is also inspired by the vigilance of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who has remained with us in the miraculous image on the tilma of St. Juan Diego. In light of the second coming of Jesus Christ, I look forward to sharing this with you.
Thank you, Justin Stroh. We look forward to your music video coming out. And up next will be our special time with Patrick Madrid. But first, a little music sung by the generations of Catholics with a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. From her album, Mysteries, here is Danielle Rose. Mysteries was composed with many songs dedicated to Mary and the Rosary. So here's Danielle Rose with Hail, Holy Queen.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother.
Next up on Catholic Vitamins, we're very pleased and honored to have Patrick Madrid on phone with us. Our vitamin for this show is vitamin G for generations, looking at the generations of truth and witness that have preceded us. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Patrick is doing in one area to help us look at that. Patrick, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you very much, Deacon Tom. It's great to be here.
Well, Patrick, you and I and my wife, my lovely wife, Dee, met in 2009 in San Antonio when you were there for the Catholic New Media Conference. You were a joy to meet and a treasure to have there with us. I remember sitting with you and chatting. You are all over the map. You're an author of so many books, Surprised by Truth, and so many others. Thank you for coming on the show. As I said, let's just start with a very quick overview. Who was Patrick Madrid before the one we know today? Where did you come from? How did your faith walk get started?
Well, let's see. I was born in Los Angeles, and I'm the oldest of eight children. I was raised Catholic. My faith walk started when I was about 2 weeks old, when I got born again the Bible way by being baptized, the sacrament of baptism.
Okay.
And I've been a Catholic my whole life. I've never, even for a moment, had any temptation or thought about leaving the church. I've always been very happy to be Catholic. And even though I went through a time in my adolescence and into my early 20s when I was compartmentalized, where I was, on the one hand, devoutly Catholic in terms of going to Mass every Sunday and being Catholic in many respects. And as often happens to young men, I went through a phase where I was selfish and fell into a lot of worldly things and habits that were compartmentalized, but I knew well enough to go to confession frequently, and I did go to confession a lot. And then in my mid-20s, I had a reconversion experience. As I say, I'd never left the church, but I had to turn away from childish things, as St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 13. And at the end of that, about a year-long process of that painful reconversion experience, I, after spending a lot of time in front of the Blessed Sacrament and praying the rosary every day and asking the Lord to show me what he wanted me to do with my life, the door opened up quite unexpectedly and into the world of Catholic apologetics. And my friend at that time, Carl Keating, was a lawyer. This is back in the late 80s. mid-80s, and he had decided to close down his law practice and start Catholic Answers as a full-time enterprise, and he asked me to come work with him. And at first I said no, because I thought whatever God had planned for me, I didn't imagine that apologetics would be what he might have planned for me. But my wife, even though I said no to Carl, my wife reminded me, well, you know, you quit your job because you wanted to see what God had in store for you, and we have to make our house payment next month, so perhaps you should say yes to this. So I said I would help him out temporarily, and of course that was, in retrospect, I saw that was God's answer to my prayers. So I've been doing this work now of explaining and sharing and when necessary, defending the faith since 1987.
Mm, well, beautiful. And I've enjoyed your books. I've listened to you through the internet. I listen to Catholic Answers a lot, and what a joy it is to hear your strong defense of the faith. Patrick, what started my outreach to you is an email that I received about the Apologetics Academy, I believe. That may not be the exact title, but pretty close, that you are spawning or sponsoring throughout the United States in different locations. And I'm going to hopefully be signing up in January in Arizona, where I live, but I know you've had other locations preceding this, or at least one, and others to come. Can you tell our listeners about this?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Academy event in Mesa, Arizona, this coming January. Well, the Catholic Apologetics Academy is an outreach of the Envoy Institute. I started the Envoy Apostolate back in 1996, the year after I left Catholic Answers. I was with Catholic Answers for eight great years, and I I left to pursue a career as an author, which, thanks be to God, has developed fairly well. And when I started the Envoy Institute, or the Envoy Apostolate, the goal was to help educate Catholics through the work of a magazine that we published for many years called Envoy Magazine. Envoy is spelled E-N-V-O-Y, for those who may not be familiar with that. And it refers to somebody who is an ambassador, much like an apostle, somebody who's sent in the name of a king, for example, to bring a message to some other person or government. And we saw that many Catholics desired to know how to be able to explain and defend the faith, but they didn't necessarily know how to do it. And so we tried to do our part by explaining these things through Envoy Magazine, and that eventually developed into the Envoy Institute. And the Catholic Apologetics Academy is our outreach to adults who would like to spend 3 days. We start on a Thursday evening, and we conclude Sunday at about noon. And we bring in high-level Catholic apologists who typically are PhDs in their field, could be theology or philosophy. And we give them an academic style crash course in not just what apologetics is, but how to actually do it. We give them the content, we give them the techniques, and we explain to them how, for example, like the people you hear on Catholic radio, on Catholic Answers Live, for example, how do they do that? We show people how to do that. And this outreach is something that we've recently launched within the past year, and we've been very pleased to see how many dioceses and parishes are asking us to visit their diocese and sponsor or to put on an academy. So the one that you'll be attending, God willing, and the creek don't rise, as they say, is the one that we'll have in Mesa, Arizona, January 23rd through January 26th. And those who are interested in knowing more, and I hope that means every last person listening to us right now, all they need to do is go to CatholicApologeticsAcademy.com. They can watch the 2-minute video that explains what the work is all about. They can see some testimonial videos from graduates from other academies. There's a full PDF brochure with all the specifics on it, the dates, the location, everything. We'll be having the academy at the Benedictine University in Mesa.
Yeah.
If people are interested, they can even see a map and get all the details there.
Well,
you can hear one of my grandchildren in the background too, isn't it?
Hey, my wife Dee said to tell you, she has met you as well. My wife Dee, lovely Dee, said that she saw a picture of you with the new grandbaby. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, that was taken, actually it was posted on my Facebook page yesterday. Two new grandchildren, the newest one, little Teresa, I got to meet her for the first time yesterday. She's only a couple of days old. So, yeah, that's on the Facebook page.
Well, congratulations and blessings. And each interview on Catholic Vitamins is known to come with free babysitting for 8 hours. So if your family member needs the offer, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, going back to the Apologetics Academy, you've given us the dates for Mesa. And I'm just wondering where else you are scheduled.
Yes, well, we have events scheduled, for example, if I'm just going to pull up the page here. We have events scheduled in Kansas City, Kansas. We'll be in Los Angeles next week. We'll be in Las Vegas in March, Boston in April. We also have several other dioceses that are about to announce their dates. We're looking at, we'll be in Colorado Springs, it looks like also Sacramento and other ones. So those will be added to CatholicApologeticsAcademy.com as they are solidified.
Well,
I really want to encourage people to please go to CatholicApologeticsAcademy.com because they may be saying, well, I still am not entirely sure what this is all about. If they watch the video, which is right there on the main page, it will give an explanation of exactly what we're doing. They can see who the faculty members are, Dr. Peter Kraft, various other distinguished faculty. They can see the venues where we'll be holding these academies. And as I said a moment ago, we have some really, I would say, you know, very informative 30-second, 40-second testimonial videos from some of our graduates. And those are well worth watching as well, because then you'll be able to see how these academies affect people for the better, what they think about them.
Yeah, I must tell you that when I received the initial email that talked about this, while I highly respect you and the work that you do, those testimonials were very, very evocative. They invited my participation. So I've shared this with a number of friends, parishioners, and have at least a couple, three that have committed that they're going to join with me. So we'll have a group coming, and I'll try to forward this to others as well.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Amen. Amen. We just have a limited amount of time, and I know how busy your schedule is. So as we move towards a close, what's going on with you and your books? What do you have currently that you're talking about or that you've released?
Well, I have two books that came out in the last several months. Well, one probably late last year. That one's called Envoy for Christ. It is a retrospective look back at 25 years worth of my articles and essays on apologetic subjects. So it covers quite a variety of subjects. The first 40, 50 pages, though, as well as a number of other sections of the book, are all brand new material. And the first part of the book is kind of like a memoir, really, where I explain and talk about things in the world of apologetics and people that people wouldn't otherwise know about. Like, for example, how Scott Hahn got discovered, how, you know, things that were happening at Catholic Answers at the very beginning, and people that were involved. And so I'm very pleased with how that book turned out. It's called Envoy for Christ. Then the most recent book is called On a Mission, Lessons from St. Francis de Sales. That's a book in which I really do my best to explain, you know, what it means to make oneself available to go out and explain and share the faith, but not in a pushy way, not in a condescending way, but how can we be humble and charitable and patient and still help other people see things about the Catholic Church that might seem strange to them and see that they're actually true. And the book I'm working on right now, actually, I just finished a book for Doubleday. It's called Why Be Catholic? 10 Answers to a Very Important Question. And Doubleday will release that book, I think, in May of next year. So please be on the lookout for that one. And then I have a few other pots on the stove that are simmering, different books that are coming along. I do my daily radio program, which I'm very pleased to be able to do. That's the Right Here, Right Now program on Immaculate Heart Radio. And it airs at 4 Eastern, Monday through Friday, 1 Pacific. Are you on Pacific time there in Phoenix, or are you?
We're currently on Mountain Time here.
Mountain Time. So it'd be 2 Mountain Time in Phoenix.
All
right. Right here, right now, sure.
All right. Well, we have a Catholic affiliate down in Phoenix, 1310 AM radio, where we pick up the Immaculate Heart radio feed, and we really enjoy it. And as I've mentioned, Catholic Answers, where you sit in from time to time as a
I am so pleased to be associated in an ongoing way with Catholic Answers. They're such a great organization, and I have a great respect for all the people involved there.
All right, now I'll sort of make this the end. Let me just ask, if people are interested in seeing your schedule, where you're going to be, or finding out about the books that you've talked about, or any of the other 30, whatever it is, number of books you've written, you must be taking the right Catholic vitamins, Patrick Madrid. You really must. Where could they find you on the web?
It's not hard. PatrickMadrid.com. It's Madrid like the city in Spain, by the way. PatrickMadrid.com has all of my books and materials. It carries my schedule to see where I'll be speaking. And also, my wife and I will be leading a pilgrimage to Rome next year, and the PDF of the brochure for the Roman pilgrimage is also available at patrickmadrid.com. I would invite anyone who's interested in joining us to please check that out too.
Awesome. Patrick Madrid, we will keep you in our prayers, I promise. Congratulations once again on the new life in your family, and thank you very much for your witness to our wonderful Catholic faith.
Thank you very much, Deacon Tom. I look forward to seeing you in January, God willing.
Amen. Amen.
we prepare to conclude the Year of Faith, which was inaugurated by Pope Benedict XVI on October 11, 2012, it is perhaps good to spend the coming week looking back over the challenges and victories that we've encountered in our own spiritual growth. This year, of course, was a year of grace given to the Church, so that through study and reflection on the documents of Vatican II, and of course the Catechism, our knowledge of our wonderful faith could be deepened. So how did we spend that year? What progress have we made? Do we have any new eyes and new ears through which we can see and hear more clearly? Or did we let it pass, much like we do when we make our New Year's resolutions? In any case, and irrespective of how the past has been spent, we have today and the next week to perhaps plan how the lessons learned may now be given a permanent home in our lives. Perhaps it is time to renew that initial enthusiasm again and give it legs over the next week. There is still much to be learned. When this year of faith closes, let us not find ourselves reminiscing or indeed basking in an afterglow, for to do that would surely mean that we have missed a point somewhat. We are preparing for an emergence, having spent a year in the cocoon of learning and prayer, advancing in maturity, developing in mind and heart. Yes, we are preparing for an emergence, a new creation into a new life in Christ. What we absorb in these last days should help us to make some concrete proposals for action. Just as the caterpillar spends its time feeding so as to prepare for the transformation and emergence into a new creation, so too must we see ourselves as we emerge into a new church year and perhaps on a new path with a clearer focus. So we might take the word of God to our hearts. Maybe we might spend a couple of minutes per night looking over the following day's readings. We might increase our attendance at Holy Mass. Instead of going once a week, maybe we might go two or three times a week. We might become models for the social gospel that is already at work in our parish community. We might be agents of reconciliation and repair. Look, there are many opportunities that exist, and each one awaits that unique individual to come and play their part, and that unique individual is you. So as we ponder on the journey through the past year, and perhaps prepare for our emergence into a new year, let us pray. And let us pray using those words that were prayed at the start of each of the second sessions of the Second Vatican Council. We stand before you, Holy Spirit, conscious of our sinfulness, but aware that we gather in your name. Come to us, remain with us, and enlighten our hearts. Give us light and strength to know your will and to make it our own and to live it in our lives. Guide us by your wisdom, support us by your power, for you are God, sharing the glory of Father and Son. You desire justice for all. Enable us to uphold the rights of others. And do not allow us to be misled by ignorance or corrupted by fear or favour. Unite us to yourself in the bond of love and keep us faithful to all that is true. As we gather in your name, may we temper justice with love, so that all our discussions and reflections may be pleasing to you and earn the reward promised to good and faithful servants. We ask this of you who live and reign with the Father and Son, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Well, thank you, Fergal O'Neill. Deacon Fergal, you sound like you have been doing this for years. Great inspiration, great uplift. Thank you. He will be the next generation of deacon after I'm gone. Do you remember I preached about my own mortality at Mass today?
Yeah, I'm glad we found the younger one to, you know, bring up the rear.
Maybe he can take over Catholic Vitamins here in a year or two, huh?
Hey, did you mention anything about Mariana being missing today?
I didn't yet, no.
Well, our missionary moments section we won't have today because Mariana had too much going on in her life this past week and also this weekend. I think she had something that she had to attend, so.
I think her husband was having a birthday within the last few days.
He did during this past week, his 50th birthday, so they had a couple celebrations for that, and that took up some time, too.
Right. I want to say a word about Patrick Madrid and his gift of time visiting us. Once again, his website is www.patrickmadrid.com. That one book, Envoy for Christ, I think I would like to put that on my Christmas wish list. Are you listening, Dee?
Hint.
Yes, Envoy for Christ. And I want to thank Patrick for the gift of his time. Once again, and dear, we are now ready, because of not having Mariana with us, we're now ready to start into our wrap-up.
That's right. We don't have anybody to grab a winner this week.
Nobody guessed Generations.
No. Nobody even took a stab at it. But we can give a hint for our next vitamin, which will be Catholic vitamin H. Ends in R. 6 letters.
All right. Once again, if you're new to the show, you send us a feedback at either catholicvitamins@gmail.com or 206-309-4160, our voice feedback line, and take a guess at what the vitamin is that Dee just did a tease about. And if you are correct, Dee puts any correct entries into a basket, pulls out a name, and we send you a Catholic vitamin sweet treat along with something a little bit faith substantial. And everybody seems to enjoy getting both of the prizes or presents. Dee.
Great. Well, I have no more feedback.
Okay.
I could mention one little quickie.
All right. What's that?
My 93-year-old mother is becoming a celebrity, a local celebrity back in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
She had an article printed in the local electric company magazine.
Oh, gosh.
About her. I guess they wanted to do something with somebody who was old enough to remember what it was like not to have electricity.
Oh, yeah.
So right. They found my mom.
Oh, how neat. How neat. Well, your mom is a real jewel. And in earlier shows, we've talked about the gift of her apple dumplings. I should say the gift of her love and witness and all that. But she also has been a great baker and did a lot of wonderful things.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that, because she's getting to the point now where she just can't do that stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're ready to go out, I have a vitamin.
Okay.
Words from Catherine Doherty. Is she a venerable? Or she's a servant of God.
Servant of God, I think, yes.
They're looking into her case.
Yes.
Or sainthood.
Right.
Anyhow, she wrote this, and this is on the November 15th page of my Madonna House calendar. The greatest tragedy of our world is that we really do not know that God loves us. Consequently, we do not know how to love him in return. Even Christians do not realize that our faith, in its essence, is a love affair between God and each human being. Not just a simple love affair, but a passionate one.
Mm. Thank you.
And those words were printed in one of her Madonna House publications called Dearly Beloved, Volume 3.
Well, we've previously mentioned Madonna House, any number of times, and there's a website for Madonna House publications. Maybe for Christmas, you know somebody that would like to find out about Catherine Doherty, and there are a couple, 3 books on their website that you can order. I'm reading the newest one, and I think the author is a woman named Echo, unusual name. Echo Lane, I think, is her name, and I'm enjoying it. Each chapter is about 3 pages, and it tells progressively the story of Catherine Doherty coming from Russia to Canada to Harlem, back up to Canada where she founded Madonna House. It's just a great, easy read. But what a holy and saintly journey she's been on. Dear, do we have anything else we need to do?
I think that's all I've checked off the list here.
All right. Well, thank you for being with Catholic Vitamins. We look forward to having you join us for our next show, which was Catholic Vitamin, what, D?
H.
H, how many letters?
6. Ends in R.
Okay, good. I just want to see if you were paying attention. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
Prayer for the United States. God our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Reclaim this land for your glory and dwell among your people. Send your spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom.
Remind your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing your will through the intercession of
Mary Immaculate, patroness of our land. Grant us the courage to reject the culture of death. Lead us into a new millennium of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And so our theme for this show has been Catholic Vitamin G for generations. Couldn't think of anybody better than Patrick Madrid to help us to look at the value of apologetics, the value of the Church Fathers, the values of Patrick's book, Surprised by Truth. They're all just wonderful resources for helping people to look at and to share the beauty of our Catholic faith. And for a closing song, I found one that is in our library. I think this came to us from Fergal, if I remember correctly. This is the theme from the 2012 International Eucharistic Congress held in Dublin. Here is the song, Though We Are Many.
Thank you.